Let's pick up Tom in Florida, and he's got a question about breastfeeding. Are you there, Tom?
Yes. Good to talk to you, Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
Good. I have a couple of friends, mid-20s, relatively athletic, and they've been married for a while. They just had their first baby, and that was 2 weeks ago, and they've been told that she has to nurse the baby every 2 hours for day and night for 6 weeks. I just from listening to the show, I know, and from my own experience, I know that if I don't get 5 hours straight sleep every night, staying horizontal, that I won't make enough adrenaline. I just can't believe that God meant for women to be without adrenaline for 6 weeks. What do you think of all that?
Tom, I had two children. They never spent a day sick in bed, which I think is a great testimony to superior nutrition. But the other issue is from the first night they came home, they slept through the night. From the first night. And, you know, I used to volunteer with a little group in Long Beach, La Leche, and these guys are the masters of what you should do for breastfeeding. But what I would say is that we need to make her milk nutrient dense. This has never been a harder job than today because the food is so nutrient poor. So getting her on something like the nutritional yeast flakes, and I gave my wife 4 tablespoons a day, and within 3 to 4 days, there was so much milk, it was on the wall, on me. There was just way, way, way too much milk, and we had to cut her down to about 2 level tablespoons. But the milk's nutrient density, the child slept, and I would say she breastfed during the day maybe about every 4 to 6 hours, and at night, the last feeding before we went to sleep, I would say the child didn't feed again for at least 7 hours, maybe 8, but I know it was never a problem for us ever. Okay.
Now, when you talk about the dosage of the nutritional yeast flakes, are you assuming that she's drinking plenty of water, right?
Well, I'm assuming during the breastfeeding that she knows she's supposed to consume 1 ounce per pound of body weight, and if she's not there, then she needs to increase by about 8 ounces per week till she gets to that dose. Now, if she's not at that, it's very hard on the breast tissue, it's very hard on the body, and it may be very difficult for there to be enough volume to produce the milk needed. This is something that's normally handled by La Leche or by someone who's expert in breastfeeding. They bring the woman slowly up to 1 ounce per pound of body weight during the pregnancy, and then in the transition, she's very well hydrated, and there is no difficulty. The other problem that happens when you're consuming this much water is that more salt is needed in order for the mother to be maintained properly and the child to have easy bowel movements and everything else. So depending on how much she weighs, do you know how much this woman weighs?
She's average height and build, slender, does sports.
So
about 5'6".
5'6", so maybe 130?
Or less, yeah.
Okay, so then, you know, she's going to need a good full teaspoon of an unbleached, air-dried sea salt, or our pink salt, either one, and I would, of course, prefer the pink salt because you have the trace elements that are gone from the food a long time ago. These are some of the things that you need to do. But if she doesn't, you know, do this quickly, she's going to be absolutely exhausted and maybe even get sick, you know?
I've done some searching on the Internet, and there are actually people out there who advocate waking the baby up to feed in the middle of the night. Get that every 2 hours. Well, why do they recommend this 2 hours, 24 hours?
I tell you, I cannot find a citation to support what's being suggested here. It's a little bit... it's bizarre.
Okay. Is part of it driven by the fact that babies are hungry and they end up waking in the middle of the night and wanting to be fed?
Well, I never had that problem, and I've done hundreds of people who haven't had that problem, so I don't know.
Okay, you know? So it's your position that both baby and mother should be able to, if things are right, sleep through the night with no waking up.
At least 5-6 hours minimum.
And of course, this should go on for 12 to 24 months, you say?
Exactly. Minimum of 12, ideally 18, a maximum of 24.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Marshall.
Okay, buddy. Take care. Bye. Okay, this is Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. This is Healthline Live. We're answering your...